If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul says, change your mind. Amen. Undergo change. Amen. You see, there's a reason why we own our positions in the African American church. Pastor, put me in charge. No, your mind needs to undergo a renovation where you now say, I'm not in charge. I serve the people. Paul says, when you give this to God, he says, be transformed. I love that word, to be transformed. Every time I read transform and I see the Greek verb there, metamorpho, I think of the Incredible Hulk. Dr. David Banner has been exposed to gamma radiation. Gamma radiation is infused inside of his body. And the only thing that can cause it to come to the surface is when he's angry or agitated. But that's what Paul is saying. Paul is saying every one of us in here have to undergo a metamorphosis. Uh-oh. In other words, I come to the realization that Jesus took me as I was and making me something that I'm not comfortable being. Do you think I am comfortable blessing those who hurt me? I'm half Jamaican. I don't want to turn the other cheek. If I do, it's just long enough to pick up something. The work God had to do to get the hood out of me, like the man said, you don't know my story. But you undergo the metamorphosis to love. And so people go, oh, Bishop, oh, Bishop, the Lord sure does use you. I always laugh. I say, you don't know what God went through to get me here. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because that's how I made it here. My brother came to Christ before I did. I wanted to make sure this gospel stuff worked, so I used to provoke him to cuss me out. I'm not kidding you. I used to provoke my brother. I used to provoke him to fight me so I could tell him that he ain't no better than me. We shared a room, and I would go in that room before him, and I would do things to the bed. Because I couldn't believe all this gospel stuff was real. He all different now. Nah, you gonna fight me. It was the devil. Thank God my brother was Holy Ghost filled. And I would harass him and pick on him and try to get him to cuss so I could say, you ain't no better. He would take all this stuff, and then at night he would stand over my bed and lay his hands on me and pray that God would save me. He came to me one day. He said, Eric, I want you to go to church with me. I said, I ain't going to no church. I said, we grew up in church. I'm a Baptist. Me and my mother, we held on to that Baptist mantle. I'm Baptist. I ain't going down to no renovated movie theater. God ain't another God. It's got to be a church with candlesticks and brass and deacons that stand up front and mothers that say, children, we about to start the devotions, all in my room. Jesus is my doctor. Writes out all my scriptions. Not prescription, scripture. You ain't had church till you butchered the King's English. And so he said, come go to church with me. I said, I'll go to church with you if you take me to the movies. I was getting something out of this salvation stuff. So he took me to the movies, and we saw some war movie. And I was sitting in there, and I'm upset because he took me. Now I got to go to church. So I tried to pick a fight all the way home. I ain't going to church. God was changing my mind, using my surroundings to change me. He took me to church. I went to church. He said, we going to sit down front. I said, no, we ain't. And sit back here. He said, no, we going to sit down front. I went and sat on the second row. He put me right on the edge. Man of God got up to speak. I never heard anybody preach under the anointing. When he was finished preaching, I stood up to come to the altar. Devil put his hands on my left shoulder and pushed me back in the seat. He said, you ain't going up there. I didn't go. I went back home, wishing that I had gone down to that altar. I got home. I knelt by the bed. I said, God, if you let me live till Sunday, I'm going to go back down to that altar. He had started the mind change. Watch now. I wasn't even saved by their definition, but my mind was changing. I got up that next morning. I went to school. I was in ninth grade. I went to school, and I was dating Eileen and Cynthia. And one was in a different lunch period. And I went to school, and I told them, I can't date you no more. They said, why? I said, because I'm going to get saved next week. They said, okay. Moved on. I went to my buddies, and we were planning to do something that week to get some extra money because we needed extra money. We were going to work to get it. And and so I went to them. They lived on that bottom side clang. And I said, I can't go with y'all. They said, why? I said, because I'm getting saved next week. And I went home and began to prepare myself for the greatest experience. And all the while, God was changing my mind. That Sunday, I got up before my brother could come and get me. And when he came by to get me and took me to church, I couldn't hear a thing the pastor said. I could not remember what he said. But when he said, those of you who want Jesus, come down to the altar, I ran down and stood at that altar. I grabbed a hold of that altar area, and I just stood there, and I said, God, you got to save me. My mind had been changed. You're sitting here today, and God is changing some of your minds. You're beginning to see him differently, larger than you've ever seen him before. And the problem that you entered into this church with today has now shrunk in the light of his power. The cancer that the doctor told you had has just shrank in the light of Isaiah 53. The problem in your spine and in the disc in your back has now shrunk in the power of his healing ability. You are beginning to realize that God is bigger than every problem that you have. He's larger than your money problems. He's larger than your relational issues. He's greater than the things you bring to him in prayer. Jesus said in Mark's gospel, you will have what you say. But your speech will be limited if your thinking has not graduated. Since thinking is the thing that fuels speaking, and words are thoughts with clothes, if your thinking is small, your speaking will be small. If your thinking is limited, your speech will be limited. If your thinking is doubtful, then your speech will be. And so Paul says, undergo a renovation. Oh, God. When you renovate, after you have a plan, you have to tear out what's old. You didn't say, when you say, I want a new kitchen. A new kitchen is not paint and paper and new floor. That's not a new kitchen. That's a made-over kitchen. But a new kitchen is tearing the stuff out. It's putting in a completely different type of refrigerator. It's getting new cabinets with knobs. See, before you had to use a fork to open the door, but now you got knobs. Woo, glory, I got knobs. It's putting in a new floor. It's changing the entire scope of it so that when people walk in, they say, oh my goodness, what have you done? Now, those that are not close to you will come in and look at it and say, whoa, that is nice. But those that are close to you will come in and say, that's nice. How much that cost? You see, renovation costs. And what Paul is saying, if you undergo mental renovation, it costs. You got to throw out old thoughts, throw out old concepts, throw out old defeats. The principles of change have been firmly planted in your spirit. And now you ought to wake up tomorrow, Lord willing, and speak victory. Devil, when I lay my head down tonight, I want you to know that this is the last time I'm going to wake up with this problem. But in the morning, I'm feeling sorry for myself. But in the morning, I may lay down with bitterness tonight, but tomorrow I'm waking up with forgiveness, because see, my life can't be enriched if I'm holding on to a grudge. Whoever has wronged you, let them out. Change your mind. Get free. Why? Because God let us out of prison.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1516P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote has begun open enrollment for the 2016-2017 school year. Affiliated with the Association of Christian Schools International, this Christ-centered academy prepares children grades K through 5 for educational excellence. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote provides a Christ-centered curriculum, a state-of-the-art mobile computer lab, physical education, a STEAM focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, music and interactive Spanish classes, as well as before and after school care, and much, much more. The Academy also offers affordable tuition and payment plans, and a 10% discount for all Bethel Deliverance International Church members. To enroll your child or for additional information, call 215-885-2585. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote, investing in lives today, ensuring bright futures tomorrow.